For 2 years, Louisiana's Department of Health has been testing out a new initiative to improve the health of pregnant women and lower the state's high maternal mortality rate. By some measures, it's been a major success, but not by all. Reporter Rosemary Westwood has our story.
When a woman arrived for a C-section at Natchitoches Regional Medical Center, a nurse noticed her hemoglobin count was low. Staff found she was at a high risk of hemorrhaging. She also had a rare antibody, and the closest blood bank was 60 miles away. So her doctor ordered blood in advance, and when the woman did begin bleeding heavily after the C-section, the hospital's team was prepared to manage it. The outcome could have been much different if not for a 2-year-old program at the Department of Health that has dramatically reduced the number of severe outcomes from hemorrhaging and high blood pressure during pregnancy. We tend to treat pregnancy and birth as predictable, but it's far from it.
As I say a lot of times to my patients, you know, in obstetrics, not kidding, things go from good to bad very quickly.
Dr. Veronica Gillespie is an OBGYN and the medical director for the Health Department's Perinatal Quality Collaborative, which runs the Safe Births Initiative. The program mixes training calls, in-person education, and drills to give hospitals the most up-to-date best practices. 92% of hospitals across the state have joined. The program launched after the state learned Louisiana had the second highest rate of maternal mortality in the country, and that black women were 4 times more likely to die than white women, says Rebecca Gee, the former Secretary of Health. The department created a plan.
That by Mother's Day of 2020, we would reduce by 20% the leading causes of maternal death that are preventable, and those are heavy bleeding and management of high blood pressure.
The initial results are striking. From 2016 to late 2019, severe hemorrhaging declined by nearly 40%. Serious high blood pressure complications fell by 22%.
These numbers and this level of reduction is almost unheard of in hospital settings for initiatives like this.
But on one key measure, the program has fallen far short. Racial disparities between black and white women have not budged. Gillespie says the ratio has 2 key driving factors.
It's implicit bias and structural racism.
The latter weaves a centuries-old web of barriers that impact health, including access to health coverage and care, poverty, and education. The Department of Health found that nearly 2/3 of maternal deaths were women who had Medicaid insurance. The initiative has been working especially hard on implicit bias, the notion that everyone carries unconscious beliefs and stereotypes. But getting people to address this is never easy. When the initiative had its first meeting on how implicit bias within the healthcare system affects maternal disparities, Gee says.
We had several members of a couple of the hospital teams walk out of the room. You know, just weren't comfortable talking about race.
The coronavirus pandemic has highlighted dramatic racial health disparities, but awareness among black women was already heightened by a series of high-profile stories in national media declaring that being black and a mother is a matter of life and death, and singling out Louisiana as a particularly deadly state. Gillespie now has pregnant patients asking her if they're going to survive.
Are you going to be there? If you're not there, am I going to die? What's going to happen? I'm hearing about all these black women dying. Am I going to die given childbirth? And their feeling is legitimate. Their feeling is real. And you know, it's hard to address it.
She reassures patients that the state has been working on the problem, that hospitals have been standardizing care, but distrust of the medical community is deep-rooted. And in communities of color, where New Orleans nurse Nikki Hunter Greenaway specializes in making home visits to pregnant women, the state's failure to impact racial disparities has been a major disappointment.
Like, it's just, like, it hit me hard. Like, it hurts. It really did. I was what are we missing?
Greenaway is part of the NOLA Maternal Health Coalition and provides community outreach for pregnant women of color.
I think there's a gap between hospital care and community care. And for whatever reason, hospitals are very resistant to reach out into the community and really, like, get the pulse on how can we help our families going moving forward. But also is that I need people to give a damn about Black women.
She worries that the coronavirus pandemic's impact on health access could even increase the disparity.
We have a digital desert, you know, where folks don't have resources like this to access telehealth stuff.
As a result, she says, the gap between Black and white women's health could actually widen. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.